Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
As well as a suppressor, both consistent with the weapon used in the murder. They also recovered clothing, including a mask, consistent with those worn by our wanted individual.
A Goodreads account appearing to belong to Mangione left a 4-star review on Ted Kaczynski's Unabomber Manifesto. The EPA banning 2 cancer-causing chemicals commonly used in dry cleaning and everyday cleaning products, those bans still subject to congressional review. Former New York Yankee slugger Juan Soto signing with the New York Mets. He'll get $765 million over the next 15 years, a record. This is ABC News. Santa Ana winds blowing in Southern California, prompting urgent warnings in the region for extreme fire danger.
Rare, extremely critical fire danger warnings are now up here in Southern California, lasting through Wednesday, and they could be extended. Wind gusts up to 80 miles an hour are expected to blow overnight and through Tuesday, with relative humidity levels down to 2%. That'll make for explosive fire behavior. 4 Southern California counties are pre-positioning extra fire engines, bulldozers, and hand crews to be ready to respond if something does break out and begins running in the wind.
ABC's Alex Stone in LA. Volkswagen workers in Germany on strike over the company's plans to cut wages, lay off employees, and close factories. Europe's largest car maker looking for ways to cut costs to compete with cheaper Asian rivals. New Jersey's governor signing a law prohibiting public and school libraries from banning books in the state. Illinois and Minnesota also have similar legislation. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
A low of 25 tonight with partly cloudy conditions. Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy and cooler. A high of 31. 18 for Tuesday night with flurries possible. Wednesday, cloudy and breezy. Scattered snow showers possible. And a high of 23. Thursday, 12 for a high. And Friday, 30 degrees with some light snow accumulations possible.
WRCO 100.9.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So begin for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're away. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Santa Claus is coming to town.
welcome to High School Basketball. We kick off a busy sports week here in Southwest Wisconsin on WRCO with games coming up for at least four of the five nights. Tonight we have Richland Center at Wisconsin Heights and area boys basketball. The call is coming up following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000 or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
There's a light dusting of games in the area tonight in area basketball. It's Kickapoo playing at Wonewoc Center. Iowa Grant is at Albany Monticello. Also in the area, Cooley Christian Providence travels to Seneca. It's Dodgeville at Mount Horeb. Fenimore travels to Highland. It's Stockton, Illinois at Benton. And Southwestern is at Argyle Pecatonica. Those are all girls' games. Coming up in the boys' circuit tonight, River Valley travels to Broadhead High School for a battle against Broadhead tonight. It's Wonewoc Center traveling to Lafarge in a Scenic Bluffs and Ridge and Valley Conference matchup. River Ridge, Illinois is at Belmont, Clinton at Marshall. And coming up, a non-conference game featuring the Richland Center Hornets at Wisconsin Heights. The Hornets are bouncing back after their loss to Baraboo on the road to Wisconsin Heights tonight after playing at the Fiserv Forum on Friday night.
Get what you pay for. In today's world, that slogan has many truths to it. Hi, this is Mark Philbach with the Philbach Family Dealerships, inviting you to stop by one of our three great locations, Highland, Boscobel, or Richland Center, for your next vehicle purchase. We have seven great brands, Ford, Chevy, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. We stand behind every automobile we offer with our unmatched lifetime engine warranty, along with huge rebates, super low financing options, and our second to none Philbach Rewards program. We truly go the extra mile to earn your business. Rack up rewards by shopping us online, liking us on Facebook, purchasing a vehicle, or using our service department. Maybe you just need to repair your current vehicle to keep you going a while. We have an experienced parts and service staff that takes pride doing the job right. Call for an appointment today. The Philbach Family Dealerships, serving you since 1948, where the customer is first.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union. Feel so right.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
The Hornets are trying to bounce back after a loss Friday afternoon at Fiserv Forum to Baraboo. Coach Brian Poles talked about some of the conference teams and how they have stacked up so far against other squads prior to conference action.
Lancaster has been impressive. We know that they're going to be a team to be reckoned with this year. They had a nice win against Darlington earlier this year. We know Platteville is going to be a really tough out. They've got a lot coming back. The league MVP, Lucas Ludlam, great player. He's coming back for Platteville. So far, no real big surprises that we've been seeing. Although, admittedly, we've got maybe one eye on those scores, but we're most focused on just getting off to a good start with our team.
Richland Center boys coach Brian Poles, who talked about how the teams have done so far and how the Hornets are preparing to begin league play later this week.
Thing about, with any conference in high school, we know each other really well. The other schools, we see each other over the summer. The kids know each other from multiple sports. So we know what we're capable of, and we know where we're at right now, and we feel like, if we keep improving and working, we can have a really good year.
The pregame show continues in a moment, sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports.
Proud to serve our local community. City Utilities of Richland Center is committed to supporting our area youth. With a team of dedicated local professionals, we provide top quality service at the lowest possible cost for our water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a proud member owner of WPPI Energy, we're helping our community grow and thrive for the future. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880, working for you every day.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14, on Richland Center's west side.
Richland Center boys coach Brian Poles joins us. Brian, as you look back to Fiserv, that was a great experience again for the team, wasn't it?
It was. It was a great day to be able to play our game, watch our girls play their game. I was really happy with our effort in the second half. We didn't play as well as we needed to in that first half to be able to really get over the top there in the second half. But I thought we played much better, a little bit more poise offensively. I think we got it to six with around 4 minutes at one point. And I think it's a game that really shows the importance of the little things, shooting free throws. I think 10 of 23 or somewhere in that range for us versus 16 of 21 for Baraboo, and a lot of big free throws down the stretch to really keep us at bay and in a comfortable lead. So it was a fun game, great game. We took some positives away from it, but we need to keep improving, and we've got that chance again tonight.
I'm guessing the team, you work on free throws quite a bit in practice.
We do. It's something we try to mix up. It's really hard in practice to simulate the pressure. You can simulate the fatigue and, set up your free throws while just after you're doing a lot of, up and down to get that effect. But to put the pressure on them in practice, it's always something that coaches struggle with. So, we try to mix it up, do different things, but we spend our time on it, and we focus on, what we can control. We have a routine. You need to go up the line and do the same thing over and over. And so it's just a matter of just continually focusing on it and practicing.
What do you know about Wisconsin Heights, Brian?
Well, they lost some seniors from last year. They're guard-oriented. Not a lot of size. They have 165, but you know he's probably, you know, compared to a few of our guys, little slighter. So we definitely got a size advantage that we're going to need to take care of tonight, or take advantage of tonight. They'll pick up a little bit full court, whether that's a man-to-man or a 2-2-1. Nothing that I don't think that we can handle if we take our time and do things right. Like I said, for us, it's going to be paint touches, patience offensively, not take the first easy one that we're going to be able to get, but really move the ball side to side and get it inside.
They've been on the Hornets schedule off and on for a long time, and I go back to there was a few years where actually played twice during the year in a non-conference game. I think it was kind of back in the Mike Wilkinson era, but this is a common opponent, and right?
It is, and to that, we actually played them twice last year, as recently as that, yeah. So they've always been known to us. We see them in the summer league and in the tournament. So similar to a conference opponent where the kids know each other pretty well. So no surprises coming in tonight.
Is the team pretty healthy, Brian?
Much better. I think we're getting over to some stuff that rolled through in the last week and a half. Seems like the kids were feeling better. We had a great Saturday morning with the youth, and everybody seemed to be feeling better. So we're looking forward to maybe getting back to health this week.
And trying to focus on probably the inside game where you've got maybe an advantage tonight, right?
Exactly. We need to be able to get those touches on the post and play through the post. And, you know, we may not, you know, get that post shot, but be able to get it to the post, get that thing kicked back out. You know, we always talk about a good three is when the ball gets into the paint first. And we need to be more consistent with that. So with the size advantage, and with the skill that we have, you know, Wes and Liam and Garrison, even Kaizen's developing his post game, we need to focus on getting them touches in those areas.
Your bench, that's going to be one of your strengths this year, I think, isn't it?
I think we're trying to develop a little bit of a deeper rotation than last year. So for those that are coming off the bench, you know, Cutler Palmer, Kaizen is getting his first experience on the varsity level. Trayton's been there. He's been solid for us as our sixth man, and he's going to continue to play a huge role. But, you know, somebody like Abe Bosworth, we want to be able to play 8 or 9 deep, and it's really important to develop for this year. And, of course, you know, next year when those kids come back, just to have that experience at the varsity level.
Well, I know you have Platteville waiting in the wings at the end of the week, but this is a good tune-up tonight, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I'm grateful for the opportunity to get back one more before Platteville. We have actually a stretch of nights where we're a little bit shorter in the gym, so girls have a few home games, so we're going to get some good film time over the next 3 nights, so we're looking forward to that and, you know, jumping into that conference schedule on Friday.
All right, sounds good. Good luck tonight against the Vanguards.
Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Brian Poles joining us on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Wisconsin Heights High School, hello everyone. Welcome to high school boys basketball. Tonight, the Vanguards taking on the Richland Center Hornets. Wisconsin Heights comes in with a record of 0-1. Richland Center at 1-2. It was a thrilling JV game tonight. Wisconsin Heights held them off. That final score was 44-40. Wisconsin Heights gets the win over Richland Center in JV action. That sets the stage for tonight, the good close road game for Richland Center, just down Highway 14, to match up with the Vanguards, who compete in a conference, the Capital Conference, with the likes of Watertown Luther Prep, Lake Mills, Poinette, Lodi, Columbus, along with Lakeside Lutheran and New Glarus, Waterloo, Cambridge, Marshall, in the other part of the bracket as well, and that makes up the Capital. It's a good conference, and the Hornets play occasionally a crossover. Wisconsin Heights, probably the one that they have played most frequently over the years, and occasionally Lodi will be on the schedule. Coming up, more about tonight's game from Wisconsin Heights in a moment. High school boys basketball coming your way tonight, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters on WRCO, WRCO.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
Dr. Terry Moen and his staff encourage the youth of Southwest Wisconsin to work hard and excel in sports as well as in the classroom. Positive participation in sports is one part of a sound educational foundation to build on for a successful future. Dr. Terry Moen, 784 North Cedar Street in Richland Center, is a proud member of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. For an appointment, call 647-3222. From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Here are the starters for the visiting Richland Center Hornets. Number one, 6-foot sophomore, Jaden Sheff. Number three, 5'11 junior, Brady Dosh. Number 40, 6'8 senior, Garrison Weiss. Number 42, 6'6 junior, Liam Fingerson. And number 44, 6'4 senior, Wes Bosworth. On the other side, starting for the host, Vanguards tonight. Number one, a senior, Mike Finscali. He is 6'2". And we'll start at forward tonight for Coach Nolan Krentz. Number two, Ethan Myers, a 5'10 senior. Also, number three, Logan Dewar, a 5'10 senior guard. Number four, Reed Adler, a 6-foot senior guard. And joining the rest of the four on the floor, Braden Van Ripper. He is a senior, 6'5 forward. Those are the Vanguards. Those are the Hornets as they get set to jump center here tonight. Weiss getting set to jump against Fanscali, and we'll get this one underway here in the Mazamani Black Earth area, Wisconsin Heights High School. Fans still rolling in to see this one here tonight as the ball goes to center and it's tipped and controlled by the Hornets. Now knocked away and picked up by the Vanguards. We are underway here at Wisconsin Heights. Bringing the ball is Adler, and the Vanguards work it around the top of the circle to the corner. Three-pointer on the way, no good for Dewar. Rebound taken there by Fonscali. He powers in and will score a two. Rebound put back, and the Vanguards lead it by a score of 2-0. Hornets trapped in the backcourt. Dosh across, and Wes Bosworth will walk it in. Top of the circle. He moves it right side, Dosh. Brady on a drive, gives it back to Shep. Shep now to Bosworth. Ball fake for three. He's going to take it. It's on the way. No good. Rebound by the Vanguards on the weak side. Reed Adler brings it across, swings it off to Dewar. Dewar in the corner, back to Adler. 2-0 Vanguards lead early out in this one. They'll hand off, right side Dewar. Top of the circle, Myers. Gives it left wing Adler. He'll charge it into the lane. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound by the Vanguards. Three from the corner. No good. Again, they'll keep it going. Here's the pass inside to Fonscali. No good. And Weiss secures the rebound. Lots of opportunities for the Vanguards. 2-0. They remain in the lead. Ball goes off to Wes Bosworth. And the Hornets set up the offense. Man-to-man defense put on by the Vanguards. Shep. Back to Weiss. Down low, Bosworth backing in against the double team. Rolls it back to Weiss. Gary drives on the way and good. Garrison Weiss ties the game at two. And the Vanguards will have the ball. Vanguards in their white and green colors. They'll work at high post. Myers throws it to the corner. Van Ripper with a shot on the way, and that is good for three. That'll make it a 5-2 ball game. Wisconsin Heights by the triple. Jaden Shep takes it across far side, Liam Fingerson. Now Bosworth on the corner, brings it back to Fingerson. They reverse it. Shep on the right wing, lobs low. There's Weiss backing in, kicks it back to Dosh, top of the circle. Brady drives, now throws it to Fingerson. He'll drive, shot in a crowd, won't go, but he's fouled. And he will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throws of the night. Going the way of the Richland Center Hornets. That'll be called number four, looks like, Reed Adler. Here's the free throw on the way, and it is no good for Fingerson. He will get one more. Gets the ball back from the official. Actually, they called it on Fonscali. That is his first, team's first. And Fingerson hits the second free throw. That makes it 5-3. Wisconsin Heights with the ball in the backcourt. Dewar will walk it across the timeline. Hands off now to Adler. They'll reverse it. Fonscali on the left side. Hornets also in a man-to-man, like their counterparts. There's the ball knocked away by Weiss, picked up by Shep. Hornets going to fly with it. Shep to the left side, stops for a three from the wing. No good. And the rebound slapped in bounds by Dosh, but I believe he got it off of the Vanguards, and he did. It will be Richland Center basketball. Again, Wisconsin Heights winning the JV game 44-40 in a hotly contested contest tonight. Here goes the inbound feed, looking to lob it in play, and they'll get it in. There's Shep for three. Jaden, no good. Rebound by Van Ripper, takes it the other way. Up ahead now to Myers. Myers kicks it out. Van Ripper for three, and in and out. Rebound controlled by Wes Bosworth. He'll bring it out to Shep. Off the dash, Brady down the boulevard, scoops it up. No good, but a foul called. He'll get two free throws. Foul will be marked on the Vanguard's number three, Logan Dewar. That will be his first. And Brady Dosh goes to the line. Free throw is no good. He'll get one more look. Hornets struggled a little bit at Pfizer form. Some of that you can say, well, it was the big background, the big wide-open background, and that might be true, but trying to get consistent here in all the courts they play. This one is good. They're 2-4 from the line so far as a team. And that makes it 5-4. Wisconsin Heights by one. Logan Dewar across the timeline. Down to the baseline. Sander with the ball. Drives. Gives it off. A little give and go inside. Dewar has it knocked away. Picked up by Bosworth. West coming down the ball. Rebound to Butfor, controlled by Sander and the Vanguard. 14.5 remaining in the first. Huge up ahead pass to Vanscali. He is cut off. Slips it back now to Myers. Myers coming down the boulevard. It's blocked by Weiss, but I believe they're going to get him for a foul. First foul on Garrison Weiss. And the Hornets' first foul. Going to the line will be Ethan Myers. Hornets have had some exciting games. Had a one-point win here just a couple of years ago. One that came down the stretch. This one is good. 6-4. Whites will try to take a three-point lead. This one's on the way, and perfect. That makes it 7-4, Wisconsin Heights. 14-20 remaining in the first half. Jaden Shep, behind the back dribble, has it knocked in the backcourt. Now picks it up off the screen. Runs to the left side. Give and go. Fingerson coming down the boulevard. Yes! He meant business. And Liam Fingerson, not to be denied, makes it 7-6. Vanguard's quick in transition. They're in the paint, and now they'll fire it back out as the Hornets get back on defense. Reed Adler goes left side. Vanscali brings it back top of the circle. Overcomes a double team, gives it back to the outside. Hornets have switched to a zone defense now. 2-3, moving it out to the corner. Ball goes left side, Sander, off to Vanscali from the corner. He got it for three. That'll give the Vanguard a, they've only got two on the board, but I think that was the right shot. It looks like it goes in. Make it a score of 10-6. Ball on the left side, pushed out, but a foul called, and that's on the Vanguard. 10-6. They finally get the score corrected. It was put on the wrong side, which Coach Poles wouldn't argue about probably, but get it right. Foul is called on Wisconsin Heights number 40, it looks like. Free throw is in the air, and that is good by Fingerson. He's 2 of 3. Second free throw coming up. Foul is on Reed Adler, his first. Free throw is up and no good, and out of bounds. It'll be on the Vanguard side now as they bring it in. 10-7 ball game score. Wisconsin Heights leading by three. 13-18 remaining in the first half. Vanguard's up to the middle, knocked away by Bosworth. Picked up by Shep. Shep to West, and he'll score. Assist for Jaden Shep. West Bosworth with the basket. And the Hornets are within one. It is 10-9. Full court press, putting on a little bit of trouble now for the Vanguard. Off to Van Ripper, finds a man down to the baseline, and he tries to save it in bounds on a high pass and lost it. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Into the game, Austin Stevenson for the Vanguards. And Richland Center will put it in against a little bit of backcourt pressure. Wes Bosworth and Brady Dosh in the backcourt for the Hornets. Bosworth across half court, going right side, fires it over to Dosh. Brady on a drive, in the paint, down to the corner, Harrison Weiss, and Wes Bosworth's shot, he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line on the Vanguards, fourth foul. So they will mark that up. Wes Bosworth having a good senior season. This foul is on Sander, by the way. Probably the most impressive stat, Wes's resume. Well, he averages 11 points, which is among the team leaders, and hits the first free throw. But the thing that most impresses me, he's averaging 14 rebounds a game. That's like Giannis company there. So Bosworth leading the team on the inside. This one is on the rim, and it is good on the shot. Bosworth with 4 points. And the Hornets have taken the lead by a score of 11-10. Vanguard's with the ball, bringing up to the half-court line, down to the corner. Holding it up there is Starks. Throws it to the right side. Nowhere to wander. Back to the top of the wheel and around the horn. Now they'll work it inside to Logan Dewar. Dewar goes left side, Stevenson. And the Vanguards operate around the perimeter. Down by one here early on in the ballgame. Left side, now a long lob near side. They'll throw it to the baseline. Back it goes to Van Ripper. He'll try to throw it inside. The ball is kicked by the Hornets, soccer style. Coach Tom Stadler is here tonight. He's got to appreciate that kick. Yeah, just gave me a thumbs up there. He's got his 1990s running suit on there. It's all orange. That's pretty impressive. Ball comes in play. Vanguard, give it off to Stevenson. Stevenson, back to Doerr. Doerr with the basketball. Left side, Adler. Adler, now cross court. Van Ripper shoots in the lane. This is no good. And it's going to be picked up by the Hornets. Brady Nash everywhere makes the pick. Throws it to the far side now. Up it goes to Shep. He shoots a two. It's on the way. No good. And the Vanguard's going to be fouled on the rebound attempt. That'll be on Gary Wise, and that is his second. It'll come back to the Vanguard's. 11:32 remaining, first half. Trayton Shep is into the ballgame, seeing his first action. Garrison Weiss goes out with two fouls. So the Hornets make the switch. Sixth man, Trayton Shep. And he is in, putting on the defense. Hornets have had some success as they try to push and extend that half court. They'll get it stolen. Jaden Shep takes the steal, drives down, shot off the glass, no good. Tipped up, no good by Fingerson, and the rebound by the Vanguard. Now they're going to push it along the far side to the corner. Held up there by Stevenson. Stevenson dribbles, fires it to the low post. Backing in, nothing for Adler. Back to Stevenson, and he'll score on a 15-footer. Timeout taken by the Vanguard. They're back in front, 12-11. This is high school boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Wegner Auto Service, proud to be your hometown family-owned towing business. If it needs a tow, they can handle it no matter the size. You always receive professional 24-hour towing with reasonable rates from Wegner Auto Service. They do it all at Wegner Auto Body with qualified mechanics and auto body work as well. Remember, Wegner Towing and Auto, available 24-7. If you need it hauled, rely on the service you can trust from Wegner Auto. Call 647-3443.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
12-11, Wisconsin Heights, 11 minutes to go in the first half of area boys basketball. Brady Nash to Jaden Shep. The Hornets starting the offense. Pass goes to the back door. Stolen away by Logan Doerr of the Vanguard. He'll bring it across the half-court line. Drives, knocked away, picked up by Fingerson. Hornets get a steal. They're 4-on-1. Fingerson hops that low, scores. Nice play. Liam Fingerson with a couple of baskets. 6 points tonight now, and it's 13-12. Richland Center. Vanguard, they get left side, Doerr down to the baseline. Fires, high post, now around the wheel. Starker throws it low. Head fake, shot up, no good by Adler. Rebound by Fingerson. Out to Bosworth. West on a drive, goes down deep. Tough shot, no good. Foul called on the play. Two free throws coming up for the Hornets. Into the game for Wisconsin Heights, Lucas Lemke. Big tribute to Mike Wilkinson, the former Badger, former Wisconsin Heights player out in the lobby. I've told the story many times about how great I am at picking talent. I heard that they were interested. The Badgers were kind of looking at him when he was, I believe, a sophomore or junior. And I remember seeing him against River Valley and Richland Center that year, thinking, I don't know if this guy's Badger material. What are they talking about? And then the next year, he went off for about 30 or 40 points on both schools, and I'm thinking, oh, yep, I guess I see what they're seeing. Free throw in the air is good, and the second attempt by Bosworth, no good. And it rims out of bounds, and it will belong to the Hornets. Last touch by Wisconsin Heights. So Richland Center gets a bit of a bonus break here. We'll see what they can do with it. Trayton Shep into Brady Dawes. Shot on the crowd, won't go. Rebound Fanscali, and he'll bring it the other way. The Vanguard with the ball, 14-12 Hornets. 10 minutes remaining in the first half. Wisconsin Heights on a drive. Throw to the corner. Stolen away. Kaizen Switchenberg into the game. Makes a good steal. Brings it up to Wes Bosworth, and the Hornets set up the hole. Now to Dodge. Top of the circle. Right side. Trayton Shep. Bounce feed low. Bosworth backing in against the double team. Goes with a left-hand hook shot. No good. Rebound by Jaden Starker. And they'll bring it the other way now. Wisconsin Heights with the basketball, looking to the inside. Nothing there. Now the ball knocked loose by the Hornets. Dosh flips it out, and it's going to be taken away by Wisconsin Heights. Near side, on the dribble drive, looking at it is Starker. Now throws to the high post. Knocked away again. The Hornets tight D. Nothing going in the toaster tonight. Taken away by Fingerson. Up it goes to Dosh. Dosh, dribble drive in the corner. Drayton Shep for three. No good. Rebound weak side by the Vanguards. 14-12. Hornets leading. 9 minutes remaining in the first half. Halfway through the first stanza. Pass goes to Lemke. Lemke throws it inside on a runner in the lane. Fanscali, no good. Rebound Liam Fingerson. He'll push it up to Wes Bosworth. Now to Drayton Shep. Sneaking to the other end. Shot no good by Shep. Bosworth's follow-up is up, and that is good. Wes Bosworth with his second field goal. He has seven. It is 16-12 in favor of the Hornets. 8.5 to go. Ball knocked away by Dosh. Picked up by Bosworth. He'll go in with a left-hand lay-in. Good! And a timeout by Wisconsin Heights. 8:26 remaining in the first half. Hornets by 6, 18-12. High school boys basketball coming your way tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold-certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold-level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASE-certified master technicians and a limited 36,000-mile, 36-month piece of my warranty on parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service Richland Center.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Welcome back to Wisconsin Heights, 8:26 remaining in the first half. It is Wisconsin Heights basketball after a timeout and a Hornet run of scoring now. Richland Center has been able to score a total of five straight here against the Vanguards. And the Vanguards are going to turn it over, or are they? It's knocked around, and they get it saved on the end line. Nice save by Lemke, and Wisconsin Heights will bring it along the near side. Nowhere to wander. They'll throw it low. Moving in is Myers, shot in a crowd, and it won't go, and he is fouled on the play by the Hornets. He will go to the free throw line. So time for a foul to be marked off. It'll be Richland Center's third foul. Garrison Weiss has two for Richland Center. This one is on the way, and it is no good. One more coming up for Myers, is now 2 for 3 from the line. This one in the air, and that one is no good. And the rebound pulled down by Fanscali. He'll bring it to the inside, stolen by Fingerson. Hornets are playing some airtight defense. Ball comes up the sideline. Wes Bosworth drives baseline, cut off, and he's going to be throwing it back to the middle, taken away by the Vanguard. They get a steal, and they'll take it back the other way. Ball along the near side, taken by the Vanguards on Lemke's side. Now he'll swing it over to Sanders' side. Somebody lost a shoe. Timeout. They'll allow one of the Wisconsin Heights players to get that shoe back on. That always frustrated me because I had a hard time getting my shoe back on. My Pro Keds, you know. Low tops. Purple and white. Wish I still had them. Here comes Wisconsin Heights to inbound the ball, 18-12, Richland Center leading. And here goes a drive, and losing the handle is Adler. It is out of bounds. The Vanguard's only test this year, they lost to Dodgeville in a game played last week. They are 0-1 coming in. Hornets push it. Left side, Swistenberg scores off the assist from Jaden Sepp. So Kaizen Swistenberg with his first basket, and the Hornets extend that lead to 20-12. Ball along the near side, out of the middle. Vanscali breaks the press, shoots a 14-footer. It's on the iron, and it drops. That's his second field goal. That makes it 20-14. Hornets with the basketball. Up to Liam Fingerson. 7 minutes remaining in the half. He'll drive, and an offensive foul is called. Taking the charge for the Vanguards, Reed Adler. So Liam Fingerson comes up a little bit lame on that. Going to walk to the sidelines. Hornets spring. Dietrich Shep is back in. Bosworth, along with Swiftenberg, Dosh, Shep, and Shep. Left side it goes Myers. Myers drops it inside. Vanscali blocked by Swiftenberg. Super play there for the Hornets. Up to Brady Dosh, and the Hornets take it the other way. Dosh, top of the wheel. It goes to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth back to Jaden Shep. Shep on a drive. Drops it over to the near side to his brother. Brayton backs off. Dribbles in the corner. Gives it back to Schwitzenberg. Top of the circle. 6.5 to play. Back to Shep. 3 on the way. No good. 1-4. Rebound pulled by Logan Duer. And he's double-teamed. The Hornets knock it away. And it's going to be loose on the floor. Fumble recovered by Jaden Shep. His shot is no good. And there is a foul on the play. A couple of players roll out of bounds. So they'll mark Wes Bosworth with the foul. And the Vanguards will get it back. Into the game for Richland Center is Cutler Palmer. He will replace Wes Bosworth. That's two fouls now on Wes. And they have missed one earlier. That's his second. So fouls are even at 5. Into the game for Wisconsin Heights, Austin Stevenson. Ball comes in play, 20-14. Richland Center in the lead here in this non-conference Monday night game. The Hornets don't play a lot of Monday night games. Ball comes to the left side, knocked away by the Hornets, picked up again by Wisconsin Heights. Taking the ball is Myers. Myers driving, knocked away by the Hornets. Jaden Shep pitch up to Dosh. Now fires it up to Palmer. Cutler back to Brady. Brady on a drive in the lane. Fires it off to Jaden Shep on the right wing. Now to Trait from the corner. Back to Dosh, top of the circle. Hornets setting it up. And now driving is Dosh. Cuts to the lane. Shot up. No good. Rebound pulled out by the Vanguard. And they will operate the other way. Reed Adler to the baseline. Dumps it now to Stevenson. Deep corner. And the Vanguard proceed around the perimeter. Near side, Stevenson. Down low, that's Adler. Adler on a drive, and a foul is called on the play. That'll be called on Richland Center, and that's on Cutler Palmer. That's his first. 5:19 remaining in the first half. Hornets with 6 fouls. Wisconsin Heights with 5 tonight. The Vanguards try for the baseline, and we'll get it in successfully. Myers, top of the wheel, goes right side. Starker throws it to the high post, gets it back, throws it left side, Stevenson. Stevenson, now to Adler. Adler drops it left side to Duer. Stevenson on a drive in the deep corner, double-teamed by the Hornets. Richland Center switched back to a man defense. They were playing zone there a little bit ago. On a drive, the Vanguards, they'll kick it out. In and out, game not working. The Hornets are defending it really well. And now a leap-in leaner on the way. No good for Duer. Rebound by Schwitzenberg. He's having a good game. Guys in with the outlet pass. Here's Jaden Shep speeding to the lane at the other end, and he'll score. Jaden's first basket, although he's been in a lot of the action tonight, 22-14, Richland Center. Vanguards up the sidelines. Near side, Starker. Now back to Logan Duer. Duer with the basketball. Starker near side. Drops it down low. Adler posting up. Kicks it back to Duer. Starker, near side. Duer throws it low. Post knocked away by Palmer. And picked up by Wisconsin Heights on the weak side. Shot blocked by Palmer. Swiftenberg picks it up. Hornets getting some good bench strength tonight. Ball goes up to Brady Dodge. Just under 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Hornets leading by 8. Shep for 3 from the wing. It is on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Reed Adler of the Vanguard. And Reed will walk it the other way. Adler dumps it off now to Stevenson. Stevenson on a drive, and now around the wheel it goes. Vanguard's right in front of the Hornet bench. Pass goes back to the top of the circle. Right side, Adler. Adler plows his way in, now kicks to the corner. Three on the way, and that is no good for Wisconsin Heights. They try for the follow-up, can't get it, and a foul is called on the loose ball against Wisconsin Heights. So they're going to mark it off. Thank you. That's going to be number three, Logan Dewar. Good hospitality here at Wisconsin Heights. Brought me a bottle of water. Thank you very much. I bought one earlier, but it's nice to be hydrated. Nice to be offered water. Ball comes in play, and the pass comes in to Jaden Shep. Shep across the timeline, down to the baseline. Take him there. By Fingerson. Shakes the D. Liam drives, and he scores. Ah, he's having a good night tonight. Hornets get eight from him, and they lead by 10, 24-14. 3:05 remaining first half. Knocked loose by the Hornets, but Wisconsin Heights picks it up. RC, impressive defense tonight. Coach Bowles has to be happy with the effort that they put out here tonight. So far, long way to go. Lemke on the ball. Back it goes to the right side, Adler. Adler back to Vimscali, throws it low, and was it tipped? Out of bounds, clearly. It will be Wisconsin Heights basketball. So the inbound feed comes from the baseline. Four-quarter out of bounds set. Streams are set. They'll throw it into Vimscali, and now back to Adler. Adler down low. Vimscali posting up. Hook shot in the lane. Won't go. Rebound, Jaden Shep. Shep brings it the other way. Across the half-court line, top of the circle. Goes to Dash. Brady on a drive. Down deep, lost the handle. Shot no good. Cutler back to Jaden Shep. Yes! Cutler Palmer to Jaden Shep. The kick out, and the Hornets lead 27-14. Johnson Heights in transition. Vimscali kicks it. Left side, it's Stevenson. Across the lane, picked up by Jaden Shep. Stolen again. Three on three. Jaden down deep. Tough shot, no good. Partially blocked by Vimscali, and there is a ball that hit the backboard as the Hornets tried to throw it up the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds off of the Vanguard. Timeout, Richland Center. Abe Bosworth into the game now as the Hornets hit the bench. They've played well. 2:04 remaining. First half, 27-14 in favor of Richland Center. An area non-conference boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Hornets miss a shot. Rebound by Wisconsin Heights. We're back underway. 27-14 in favor of the visiting Richland Center Hornets. Down to the inside it goes. Van Riper now with the ball. Kicks it back to the left side. Stevenson. Stevenson to Lemke. Lemke with the basketball. Hornets putting on a potent brand of defense tonight. Man-to-man defense and knocked away by Cutler Palmer and out of bounds. It will be Wisconsin Heights basketball. Good example where the defense is complementing the offense because the defense is putting out the effort and then leading to some hustle shots at the other end. Fast break buckets. Vanguard will put the ball in play. Lobbing it in. Now taking it is Reed Adler. Top of the circle. Adler to the left side. Nowhere to wander. Gives it down to the outside. Here is Vimscali. Throws to the corner, three on the way, and that is good for Wisconsin Heights. There's a whistle after the shot. Logan Dewar nails the triple, and now they're going to talk about the after the shot foul, I believe. So the officials are talking it over. They'll take the number to the sideline. And actually the foul's on Wisconsin Heights. So as they sort all that out, looks like Brady Dosh will be shooting. And in a moment, Pietro Mantucci is going to be checking in for the Richland Center Hornets. Mantucci, a fine member of the current contingent of exchange students at Richland Center High School. We had the pleasure to interview many of them on the morning show recently. Free throw is up by Dosh. It is no good. And the rebound by Wisconsin Heights. 10-point game, 27-17, a minute 10. Here's a turnaround shot on the way from the low post. No good. Good hustle by the Vanguard. Lemke keeps it going. Throws it back to Fantale. It's lost. Picked up now the near side by the Hornets. And Shep baseballs it. Too hot to handle for Bosworth. It goes out of bounds. Trying to find Abe along the line. And coming in, mentioned that Tucci is in for Brady Dosh. And the Hornets ball on the defense with under a minute remaining here in the first half. The Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update is straight ahead here tonight at halftime. Pass comes up ahead. That Fanchelli drives the baseline. Nothing. Throws it back to Dewar. Dewar to the left side. And Riper, nice move in the lane. Shot won't go. Rebound by Liam Fingerson. Fingerson across the half-court line. Down deep with a Euro step and score! That'll make it 29-17. Richland Center. Here's Vanguards with a quick move to Vansali. He's good from 15 and fouled on the play. Quick transition for the Vanguards. So the foul marked off with 31 seconds. Fouls now even at 7. Going to the free throw line, Vansali. Foul is called on Liam Fingerson. That's his second. Free throw is good. Vansali completes the 3-point play the old-fashioned way. 29-19, Hornets by 10, 28 seconds remaining in the first half. Jaden Shep across the timeline. Behind the back dribble. Let's see if the Hornets go for one. Low pass for Bosworth. Can't hang on. Head out of bounds. Abe coming up to the wing. Throwing a low pass. And Wes, I should say Abe, had a little bit of a hard time trying to get that ball in there. The Vanguards defense has been tuned up, so they've got it down to 9 points now as half approaches. Ball comes in, 16 seconds. Left side, Dewar. Dewar goes back, tripping. Now picking up is Adler, 8 seconds. Top of the circle, now drives down deep. Tough shot, partially blocked, and he got it. Adler with a basket. Hornets with one, and the ball is going to be kicked and out of bounds. Jaden Shep was trying for a last-second shot, and it got tipped and out of there, and that's how we go to halftime. 29-22, Wisconsin Heights makes a bit of a jump back into this one. They were down by 13 not too long ago. They trail by 7 at the break. Richland Center 29, Wisconsin Heights 22. Area boys basketball coming your way tonight from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
A good time was had by all at the Fiserv Forum on Friday. Richland Center boys and girls played Baraboo. I talked to Richland Center girls coach Jeremy Cooey about his team's experience.
Yes, it was awesome. It was an amazing time for the girls just to be able to get there, go in behind the seats and see the back hallways and the locker rooms, and more importantly, just to get on the court and be able to play a game of basketball there at Fiserv.
I know you got down 11-2, and then you got back in the ball game in that first half. You played pretty well latter part of the first half, didn't you?
Yep, just a little bit of a slow start, maybe a little bit in awe of the experience, but we finally locked in and started getting some turnovers and taking some pressure to them, which definitely helped out on the offensive end of the court.
Right, and I think you were taking the ball inside a little bit, weren't you?
Yeah, definitely. We had talked about, you know, attacking the basket and kind of let's see if we can get the ball going downhill towards the hoop and, you know, get some layups and some easier shots.
Hornet girls coach Jeremy Cooey, whose team will be hosting Riverdale tomorrow night. Riverdale also has a first-year coach, Larry Swigum, and the Chieftains are off to a 4-1 start.
I think the biggest piece for us is just finding a way to finish the games. I think all four of our wins, we were trailing with about 5 minutes left in the game, and we were able to make enough plays and do some quality situational basketball and pull those out. So that's been a big thing for us. Started 3-0 and kind of got us going, and now we're 1-1 in conference. Having lost to Darlington, we were winning by 6 at half, and then kind of fell apart there, and then we had a really nice night against Fenimore on Friday evening.
Coach of the Riverdale girls, that was...